European leaders arriving in Brussels for a crucial meeting on Ukraine. At the start of the crisis, they'd surprised many with unity and strong sanctions. But a sixth package of measures, including a ban on oil from Russia, had been stalled for nearly a month because of objections from the EU leader with the friendliest relations with Vladimir Putin. Even at the start of the meeting, Hungary's recently re-elected Prime Minister Viktor Orban seemed opposed.
There is no agreement, of course. The problem is, you know, that we are in a very difficult situation, basically because of the irresponsible behavior of the Commission.
The head of the Commission didn't address such criticism, but she too suggested there wouldn't be a breakthrough during this meeting.
We are not there yet, but it has matured for sure. My expectations are low that it will be solved in the next 48 hours.
As ever, the formal sessions at these summits are closed to the public, but President Zelensky's office released part of his speech when he joined the meeting by video link.
Finally, all quarrels in Europe must end. Internal disputes that only encourage Russia to put more pressure on you, on the whole of Europe. The sixth sanctions package must be agreed. It must be effective, including oil, to make Russia feel the consequences of what it's doing to Ukraine and the whole of Europe.
It's not clear whether President Zelensky's intervention changed things, but there was a breakthrough soon afterwards. The final sanctions package agreed. But this is not the original oil ban proposed by the European Commission. It's been watered down. It now covers just Russian oil that is shipped into the EU, not oil that is pumped in by pipeline, an important concession for a landlocked country like Hungary.
Well, after midnight in Brussels, and the European Commission president, along with the president of the European Council, were back to mark the fact that a deal had finally been done.
Thanks to this, Council should now be able to finalize a ban on almost 90% of all Russian oil imports by the end of the year. This is an important step forward. The remaining 10% on these one, we will soon return to the issue of these remaining 10% pipeline oil.
The leaders here also know that while this action punishes Russia, the economic consequences will likely be felt hard inside the EU too. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Brussels.